From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. American and North Korean officials met again Monday at the demilitarized zone to talk about a possible summit between President Trump and Kim Jong-un, the North Korean dictator. After calling off the talks Thursday, Trump said on Twitter Sunday that the planned June 12th summit in Singapore may very well take place as scheduled. The U.S. ambassador to the Philippines and former envoy to South Korea, Kim Sung, is leading the U.S. delegation at the preparation talks. The talks are planned to continue through Tuesday, the two sides preparing for a summit that is, for now, not even scheduled to take place. President Trump honored America's war dead at Arlington National Cemetery on Memorial Day Monday, but a tweet he sent earlier is drawing harsh criticism. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Today we pay tribute to their service. We mourn alongside their families, and we strive to be worthy of their sacrifice.
The tone was solemn at Arlington National Cemetery this morning as President Trump honored those who have fallen in battle or while protecting the nation. But it was a tweet earlier in the day that has critics calling him tone deaf. He wrote, "Those who died for our great country would be very happy and proud at how well our country is doing today," and then cited the growing economy and low unemployment. The self-congratulatory tone prompted a former Joint Chiefs of Staff chairman, retired Army General Martin Dempsey, to tweet, "This day of all days of the year should not be about any one of us." Ben Thomas, Washington.
Kenyan authorities charged 54 people, most of them civil servants, on Monday in an investigation into the theft of nearly $100 million in public funds. This is VOA News. China told the World Trade Organization's dispute settlement body on Monday that American accusations that China forced companies to hand over technology as a cost of doing business in the country were groundless. President Trump has accused China of stealing American intellectual property and has announced a plan for $50 billion in tariffs on Chinese goods imported into the U.S. Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy will face a vote of confidence in his leadership on Friday, the vote prompted by the conviction of dozens of people linked to his center-right People's Party on corruption charges. Reuters correspondent Scarlett Svetanovich reports.
Last week, dozens of people, some with links to Rajoy's People's Party, were convicted of fraud, tax evasion and money laundering, including the party's former treasurer, and were handed down prison sentences totaling 351 years. The case, which relates to the use of a slush fund by the PP in the 1990s and early 2000s to illegally finance campaigns, has plagued Rajoy since he took office. He's always denied wrongdoing.
Reuters correspondent Scarlett Svetanovich. The United Nations reports the Central African Republic's five-year civil war is intensifying and has now spread to almost all parts of the country, even to the northern and central regions, which have been relatively stable. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The United Nations reports once safe areas, such as the capital Bangui and the Central African Republic's second city and commercial hub, Bambari, have become war zones. Aid agencies note the country's critical situation has dramatically worsened during the past year. They say an upsurge in violence has increased the number of internally displaced people by 70% to nearly 690,000. In less than a year. Refugee numbers also have gone up 25% to more than 575,000. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Across Nigeria on Monday, people gathered in parks, street corners, and office spaces to mark the first National Day of Mourning. The event was not endorsed by the government, but was led by civil society activists to protest what they described as the pandemic rise in violent conflicts across Nigeria. Africa's most populous country faces a level of insecurity that many citizens say has sharply increased in the past 5 years. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.